drowsiness, question, and answer. Falling asleep while meditating. Question: how can I deal with falling asleep when meditating? I would like to use meditation for the purpose of being rested, but I also still want to be alert. Answer: I would like to caution that your intention to rest may be the reason why you are falling asleep. If that is the only intention that you go into the meditation with, then that is the direction your mind will take. With the intention to feel rested, your mind will not incline towards cultivating effort. Rather than becoming more awake or alert, it will tend towards the only way that it knows how to rest, which is to fall asleep. Meditation practiced properly certainly does improve your mind's restfulness, but it can only do this if you are alert enough to confront the causes of your exhaustion. The purpose of meditating is to understand reality, especially relating to the difficulties and challenges you face in your mind and your life in general, which requires you to pay attention. Try to reevaluate what you expect to get out of meditation. Resting is not the purpose of practicing mindfulness. That being said, even meditators who understand what it is that meditation is for and use it for the purpose of coming to understand reality as it is, may find themselves feeling drowsy and even falling asleep. The Buddha taught 7 ways of dealing with drowsiness in the Pachalayamana Sutta, or Pachala Sutta of the Anguttara Nikaya Book of Sevens, that one could use to overcome various kinds of drowsiness. The first method the Buddha taught is to change or examine the object of your attention. One of the most obvious reasons why someone might become drowsy is because their mind has begun to wander. You may begin meditating by focusing on a specific object, but over time your mind may start to wander, and slowly you may fall into a trance-like state that is bordering on sleep, and eventually leading you to actually nod off. When that is the case, it is important to refocus your attention on the original object of meditation. Be careful not to let yourself fall into reflection on speculative thoughts that lead your mind to wander. It is often the case that we remember things that we are worried or concerned about, and they lead our minds to wander and speculate and eventually get tired and fall asleep. The Buddha said to be careful not to give those sorts of thoughts any ground and to try not to cultivate the states of mind that lead to drowsiness. The best way to accomplish this task is through mindfulness, especially mindfulness of the drowsiness itself. Instead of allowing the drowsiness to lead you away from the present moment, focus on the drowsiness and look at it as the present object. Being mindful in this way breaks the cycle that increases the drowsiness, and if you are persistent, sometimes the drowsiness will disappear by itself. The attention and the alert awareness of the drowsiness is the opposite of drowsiness, and so the drowsiness decreases because of the change in one's mind state. The second method, if mindfulness does not work, is to recall the teachings that the Buddha taught or that your teacher gave you, and to go over them in your mind. For instance, think about the 4 foundations of mindfulness: the body, the feelings, the mind, and the various dhammas like the hindrances, the senses, and so on. You can consider the body. Think about your level of awareness of the body. Ask yourself if you are actually able to watch the movements of the stomach or be aware of the sitting posture. You can ask yourself whether you are mindful of the feelings. When there is a painful feeling, are you actually paying attention to it, saying to yourself, "Pain, pain"? If you feel happy or calm, are you actually paying attention, or are you instead letting it drag you down into a state of lethargy, fatigue, and drowsiness? The same goes for the mind and mind objects. Refer back to the teachings and reflect on them in your mind. Examine the teachings and relate them back to your practice and compare your practice to the teachings. If you do this, first, just thinking about these good things might energize the mind, reminding you of what you should be doing. And second, it will, of course, allow you to adjust your practice. If reflection does not work, the third way to deal with the drowsiness is to actually recite the teachings. This can be quite useful for lay people. For example, when you are driving. Mindfulness practice while driving, especially at night, can unfortunately involve periods of drowsiness and even nodding off. In such cases, it is safer to switch to reciting the Buddhist teachings. Recitation is not really an intellectual exercise. It is something akin to singing, like when non-meditators turn on the radio and sing along when they are driving late at night. Recitation of the Buddha's teaching will similarly wake you up, but also, because it is the Buddhist teachings, it will stimulate you and give you the encouragement you might need. Recitation inclines the mind towards the Buddha and his teachings and the meditation practice. If recitation does not work, the fourth method the Buddha taught is more physical. The Buddha suggested pulling your ears, rubbing your arms, massaging yourself, and maybe stretching a bit to wake up, to get the blood flowing and to give yourself some physical energy. Some people might even go so far as to practice yoga, which could be a very useful technique for waking you up, but because it is a different sort of spiritual practice, I would not recommend extensive practice of yoga in combination with insight meditation. Still, there is nothing inherently harmful in practicing yoga, and it may well be beneficial in moderation for the purposes of building energy necessary to practice meditation. In any case, the Buddha advised massaging and rubbing and pulling your ears and so on. If physical intervention does not work, the fifth method to deal with drowsiness is to stand up, splash water on your face, and look in all directions. Drowsiness usually comes at night, so up at the stars. This sort of external focus can help break the imbalance between concentration and effort, making your mind more energetic, throwing off the weight of lethargy and drowsiness. One of the reasons for walking meditation is that it helps cultivate effort. If you only practice sitting meditation, it is not uncommon to feel drowsy. If you do walking first and then sitting, you will generally find the sitting meditation more energetic. The sixth method is a specific meditation technique to think of night as day and to resolve on an awareness of light even though it is dark, as perception of darkness can be a trigger for drowsiness in the mind. The idea is that by imagining light with your eyes closed, it will trigger more energetic mind states. If you practice meditation for extended periods, you may actually begin to see bright lights unintentionally. Some meditators become distracted by such lights, colors, or even pictures, and we have to remind them not to be distracted by them, to just remind themselves by saying, seeing, seeing, remembering that they are just visual stimuli. They are not magical, and certainly not the path that leads to enlightenment. They can, however, provide the benefit of bringing about energy and effort. If none of these methods work, the Buddha said one should appreciate the persistence of the fatigued state and lie down. The Buddha's way of lying down was not on the stomach or back, but on one side, propping the head up with the hand on the head and elbow on the floor. This is known as the lion's posture. It is a technique that meditators and monks also use to keep them awake. If you start to fall asleep, your head starts to fall off your arm and you wake up quite easily. It can also be quite painful in the beginning. It is a physical technique that you have to develop, just like sitting cross-legged. The Buddha also noted, however, that you have to accept that you might fall asleep. If it is not the proper time to sleep, you can lie down and make the determination, I am going to get up in so many minutes or so many hours. If it is time to sleep, you say to yourself, I am going to sleep for so many minutes or so many hours, or I am going to get up at such and such a time. Before you go to sleep, think only about the time of getting up so that when that time comes, your mind will wake you up at that time. It is amazing how powerful the mind can be in this regard. You will often find yourself waking up a few minutes before the time that you were going to wake up, or after however many minutes you intended to sleep. Once the time has come to get up, the Buddha said to resolve in your mind, I will not give in to drowsiness. I will not become attached to the pleasure that comes from lying down. One of the great addictions that we cling to is the addiction to lying down and to sleep. We like to lie down whenever we can and sleep a lot because of the physical pleasure that comes from it. The problem with this physical pleasure, of course, is that it is not happiness. It is not the case that the more you sleep, the more happy you feel. With too much sleep, you in fact feel more depressed, lethargic, and distracted. You feel less energetic, less alert, and less at peace with yourself. With this last technique, you cannot just lie down and say, I am going to go to sleep, and fall asleep. You have to be strict about it, saying to yourself, I am going to set a definite period of time to sleep, and when I wake up, I am going to get up and go on with my practice.